Standing tall, take yourself into Tadasana. Have the feet parallel, the weight evenly distributed between both feet. Spread the toes, raise the arches, be aware of the heel and ball of each foot, and let your weight go just slightly towards your heels. And be aware of ankles and calves, knees and thighs. The knees are soft, the thighs are strong, the tailbone tucked under, the tummy muscles gently toned. Don't let the top part of your body sink into the bottom half. And as the spine rises, the shoulders drop, the chest is open, the chin is loose, the head is in a comfortable position, the chin not too high and not too low, and your breath gentle but steady and even. This is Tadasana, the mountain pose, a pose to stand in and be tall and strong and powerful. And be aware of your inner vulnerabilities as well as your inner strength. To be really strong, we need to be aware of our vulnerabilities. And take your awareness to your left arm. And the next time you breathe in, take your arm up and over your head and stretch the whole of that side of your body. And as you breathe out, the arm comes all the way down. And again, on the left side, in your own time, breath and movement working together. And this time, as you breathe in, taking your left arm up and over your head, stretching upwards. As you breathe out, go back and round, as if doing the backstroke. Working on the shoulder joint, the upper back. And then take your left hand into a fist. Breathe in as you take your shoulder up towards your ear and consciously hold all your stresses and tensions and then sigh them out, letting go. Be aware of the whole of your left side. And before we change sides, notice, does it feel longer or lighter or not different at all to the other side? Be aware of what's happening with your body as it happens. And breathing in as you take your right arm up. Take your fingertips up towards the ceiling. Feel the whole of the right side of your body. Breathing out as the arm comes all the way down. And again, in your own time, consciously be aware of breath and movement working together. Consciously letting the breath start just before the movement and finish just afterwards. And then breathing in, taking the right arm up. Breathe into the stretch. Feel that line of energy right up to the fingertips and thumb. And breathe out as you take your arm all the way back and round. And take your right hand into a fist. Take the shoulder up towards the ear and consciously hold stresses and tensions and then sigh them out, letting go. And then take both arms up and over your head, going up onto your toes, still keeping the tailbone tucked under and the abdominals toned. And as you breathe out, the heels come down. Breathe into the stretch. And slowly breathe out as your arms come all the way down. Breath and movement working together. And again, breathing in as you go up onto your toes, stretching your arms up. Breathe out as the heels come down. Breathing into the stretch. And lower your arms down as you breathe out. Breath and movement working together. And breathe in as you take both hands behind your head, not clasping your hands. Let the neck and shoulders be loose. Feel a line of energy across the back of your arms, from elbow to elbow. And breathe out as you go round to one side. Breathe in as you come back to centre. Breathe out as you go to the other side. Breathe in as you come back to center. And breathe out as you go to the other side. Breathe in as you come back to center. Breathing out as you go to the other side. Breathe in as you come back to center. And breathe out as you lower your arms down. Breathe in as you take your left arm up. Keep the neck and shoulders loose and visualize your shoulder and hip girdle against an imaginary wall. Breathe out as you slide your right hand down, stretching from the top of your left hip up to the fingertips of your left hand. Breathe in as you come back to center. Breathe out as you lower your left arm down. Breathe in as you stretch your right arm up. Breathe out as you go over to the left. Inhale as you come back to center. Exhale as you lower your arm down. And again, breathing in as you take your left arm up. Breathe out as you go over to the right. Be sure to keep your shoulder and hip girdles against your imaginary wall. Breathe in as you come back to center. Lower your arm down. Breathe in as you take your other arm up. Breathe out as you go down to one side. Breathe in as you come back to center. Breathe out as you lower your arm down. And clasp your hands behind you. And breathe in as you look up. Just enough to open the chest and feel a stretch from the base of the spine to the top of the neck. You should not feel the weight of the head. And breathe out as you come back to center. Breathe in as you tuck the tailbone under, tone the abdominals. And breathe out as you go into a forward bend. Let the knees be bent. Have the back flat and parallel to the floor. Feel the whole length of your spine from the base of the spine to the top of the neck. The chin should be slightly towards the chest. The shoulders well back. And breathe. And coming up to center on an exhalation. And wait for that breath in. And on your next inhalation, breathing in, looking up. Just enough to get a gentle stretch, opening the chest. Breathe out as you come back to center. Breathe in as you tuck the tailbone under, the tummy muscles gently toned, the hands are still clasped together. And as you exhale, go into your forward bend and hold and breathe and feel the whole length of your spine. Only have your legs straight in the forward bend if your back is absolutely flat. Coming up on an exhalation, use your abdominal muscles and your quadriceps to help you. Wait for that breath in. And then breathe out, releasing the hands. And we're going to practice a seven-way stretch. So take the palms together, standing tall, tailbone tucked under, tummy muscles toned. Feel the whole length of your spine, from the base of the spine to the top of the neck. Have your weight evenly distributed between both feet. But let the weight go very slightly towards your heels. And with the palms together, breathing in as you go up onto your toes. And then as you breathe out, clasp the hands and the heels come down. And then breathe in. Taking the clasped hands, palms face upwards. And breathe out as you lower your arms down. Bringing your hands back onto the chest, palms together. Breathe in as you stretch your arms out to the sides and your legs into a wide stretch, the feet parallel. And as you exhale, turn the left foot so the heel is in line with the instep of the right, and take the left hand down towards the left leg, looking up at your right hand, and breathe. If it's more comfortable, bend the left knee. And be aware of your imaginary wall, the back and shoulder flat. Breathe in as you come back to centre, the arms outstretched, taking the feet parallel, changing sides, breathing out as you go down to the right, the heel of the right foot in line with the instep of the left. Placing your hand wherever is comfortable, looking up at your left hand and breathe. And at some point, find a wall to practice this posture against. Breathe in as you come back to centre, the feet parallel. Breathe out as you bring your palms together. And breathe in along the whole length of your spine. Place your right hand on your chest and breathe out as you go round to the left, keeping your feet, your knees, your hips to the front, looking at your left hand, and breathe. Breathe in as you come back to centre, the palms momentarily together. And changing sides, breathe out as you go round to the right, looking at your right hand, and breathe. Breathe in as you come back to centre, palms together. Breathe out along the whole length of your spine. And then separate your hands and breathe in, looking up, opening the chest, getting a stretch from the base of the spine to the top of the neck. Not taking the head back, you should just feel the front of the neck. And don't stretch back very far. And then breathe out as your arms come all the way down. And breathe in as you clasp your hands together, tuck the tailbone under, tone the tummy muscles. With your hands clasped together, take yourself into a forward bend on the exhalation. And breathe into the stretch. Feel the whole length of your spine, from the base of the spine to the top of the neck. And on your next exhalation, come up to standing. Wait for the breath in. And then as you breathe out, bring your palms and your feet together. Breathing in as you take both hands up and over your head, going up onto your toes. Clasp the hands together as you breathe out and the heels come down. As you breathe in, take your palms up. And breathe out as you lower your arms down and your palms come together. And breathe in as you stretch to one side, stretching your feet out parallel, stretching your arms out. Feel that line of energy from the spine to the fingertips. And as you breathe out, go down to the right, taking the heel of the right foot in line with the instep of the left, bending the knee if it's more comfortable, placing the hand wherever is comfortable, having the back nice and flat, looking up at your left hand and breathe. Breathing in as you come back to centre, feet parallel, looking to the front. Breathing out as you go to the other side, down to the left. The heel of the left foot in line with the instep of the right. Looking up and breathe. Breathe in as you come back to center. Breathe out as your palms come together. Breathe in along the whole length of your spine. Breathe out as you take your right hand round to the back, looking at your right hand, the feet, the knees, the hip to the front. Hold and breathe. Breathe in as you come back to centre. Breathe out as you go to the other side, looking at your left hand. Breathe. Breathe in as you come back to centre. Breathe out along the whole length of your spine. Breathe in as you take both arms up, stretching up, looking up. Feel that gentle stretch from the base of the spine to the top of the neck. Do not feel the weight of the head. And breathe out as your arms come all the way down. Breathe in as you tuck the tailbone under, tone the abdominals, clasp your hands together. And as you exhale, take yourself into your forward bend, parallel to the floor, feeling the whole length of your spine, your chest open, your chin loose. Be sure to elongate the back of the neck. Breathe into the stretch. And on your next exhalation, come all the way up to standing. Wait for the breath in. Breathe out as your palms and your heels come together. Standing tall, just take your arms by your sides and have your eyes softly closed and just observe your mind, your body, your breath. Notice what's happening in your mind, just watching your thoughts, not repressing them, not pushing them away, just letting go. And observe your breath. Is it steady and even? Is it shallow and ragged? Let your breath take a natural, comfortable rhythm for you. And we're going to go into a slow forward roll. So bend the knees and let go of your head, your neck, your shoulders, going all the way down towards the floor. And if you're comfortable, fold your arms and look up, just enough to release the muscles of the back of the neck. And then let go of your arms, your head, your neck, your shoulders. And take your awareness to the base of your spine. And as you exhale, slowly uncurl, coming up to standing vertebra by vertebra. Slowly, slowly up to standing. And standing tall. The crown of your head going upwards, your feet going downwards. Take yourself into a seated position. Cross one leg over the other. Take your hands to the floor and take yourself down. And then stretch both legs out in front of you and uncurl, taking yourself into a lying position. Take the feet into the crooked knee position. Stretch your arms out to the sides, palms face upwards. We're going to do the crocodile twist. If you like, you can work with your knees on your chest. And as you breathe out, take both knees over to the left and look towards the right. Breathe in as you come back to center. Breathe out as you go to the other side, the knees to the right, the head to the left. Breathe in as you come back to center. Breathe out as you go to the other side. And hold and breathe. And be aware of a line of energy from the base of the spine to the top of the neck. Both shoulders should be flat. The chest open. The chin loose. The head in a comfortable position. Breathe in as you come back to center. Breathing out as you go to the other side. Just being aware of your breath as it comes into your body and as it leaves. Mind, body, breath, working together. Breathe in as you come back to center. And if your knees aren't on your chest, take your knees onto your chest and place a hand on each knee. And as you breathe in, stretch your knees up. And as you breathe out, your knees come towards you. Get a slow, steady rhythm. Inhaling as your knees come up. Exhale as they come towards you. And twice more, in your own time. Breathing in and breathing out. And the next time you breathe in, slowly take your feet back to the crooked knee position. And place your hands on your tummy. And just breathe out through the mouth. And just begin to breathe in through the nose and out through the nose. Breathing right down to the abdominal area. Breathing out from the abdominal area. And let your exhalation be just slightly longer than your inhalation. And just work with your breath. For as long as is comfortable for you. Hari Om Tat Sat. Take yourself into a comfortable lying position, the legs in the crooked knee position, and breathe out through the mouth. And just begin to breathe in through the nose and out through the nose. And your breath is slow and steady and even. And the next time you breathe in, take your left arm up and over your head and slide your left leg down. Keep your arm where it is and breathe out, letting go of the whole of the left side of your body. And then breathe in, stretching the fingertips, stretching the toes up and the heel down. And slowly exhale as you bring your left arm all the way down to your side. And take your awareness to your right side. And as you breathe in, take your right arm up and over your head, sliding your right leg down. And breathe out, letting go of the whole of the right side of your body. And breathe in. Feel that stretch, the heels down, the toes up, stretching the fingertips of your right hand. And slowly breathe out as the arm comes all the way down. Breath and movement working together. And then breathe in as you take both arms up and over your head, the toes up, the heels down. Breathe out as the arms come down and you release your toes and heels. Repeating again in your own time. Think in terms of breath and movement working together. And consciously let the breath start just before the movement and finish just after. And the next time you breathe in, hold, breathing into the stretch, the toes up, the heels down, feeling that line of energy along both sides of your body. Breathing out when you're ready, releasing. The exhalation is the letting go breath. Slide both legs up to the crooked knee position and then take both knees onto your chest. You may want to lift one knee and then the other. And the next time you breathe in, take your left arm up and over your head, stretching your right leg up to the ceiling. And breathe out as the leg comes down to its original position on the chest and the arm comes down by your side. Changing sides, breathing in as you take the right arm up and the left leg up. Breathing out as arm and leg come down. Keep it going. Changing sides, left arm and right leg. Breathing out as they come down. And again, right arm and left leg. Breathing out. Last time, left arm and right leg and hold, breathing into the stretch. Lengthen the leg, the toes towards you, the heel away. Breathe. Slowly breathe out as the arm and the leg come down. Breathe in as you change sides, right arm and left leg. Hold and breathe. Feel the length of your leg, the toes towards you, the heel away. Breathe. And slowly bring your arm and your leg back. This time, take both legs up as you breathe in, the fingertips up to the ceiling. Keep the legs where they are and breathe out as you take the arms all the way back. Feel the work in the abdominals. Breathe in as your arms come up to centre, fingertips to the ceiling. Breathe out as the legs and arms come down. And again, breathing in as you stretch your legs up, the fingertips to the ceiling. Breathe out as you take your arms all the way back. Breathe in as your arms come back to centre. Breathe out as you lower your arms and legs down. One more time. Breathe in as you take your legs and arms up. Breathe out as your arms go all the way back. Breathe in as you come back to centre. Breathe out as you lower your arms and legs down. Take your feet into the crooked knee position. We're going to go up to a seated position now. So place your hands on the floor underneath your lower back and take yourself up to a seated position, cross-legged or kneeling, whichever is comfortable for you. And let the spine rise, the shoulders drop, the chest be open, the chin be loose, the head in a comfortable position, the chin not too high and not too low, your breath gentle but steady and even. And place your right hand on your left knee. And the next time you breathe in, lift your left arm up and breathe out as you go all the way round to the back, looking at your left hand, keeping the spine long, the chest open. Breathe in as you come back to centre. Breathe out as you lower your hand down. And again, the same side. Breathe in as you lift your arm up. Breathe out as you go all the way round to the back, going just a little bit further this time, but keeping the spine long, the chest is open. Breathe in as you come back to centre. Breathe out as you lower your arm down. And one more time. Breathe in as you lift. Breathe out as you go all the way round to the back. And look at a point the other side of your little finger. And as you breathe out, go towards that point and breathe. Breathe in as you come back to centre. Breathe out as you lower your arm down. Changing sides, place your left hand on your right knee and breathe in as you lift your right arm up. Breathe out as you go all the way round to the back, looking at your right hand. Don't let the shoulders be tight. Breathe in as you come back to centre. Breathe out as you lower your arm down. And again, breathe in as you lift. Breathe out as you go all the way round to the back. Going just a little bit further this time. Breathe in as you come back to centre. Breathe out as you lower your arm down. Last time, breathe in as you lift. Breathe out as you go all the way round. Look at a point the other side of your little finger. Breathe out as you go to that point. And hold and breathe. Breathe in as you come back to centre. And breathe out as you lower your arm down. And if you're not in the kneeling position, if you take yourself into a kneeling position and then take yourself into the pose of the child, let go of the head, the neck, the shoulders, placing the forehead on the mat. But instead of having your arms by your sides, stretch your arms out in front of you. Be aware of breath and movement working together. We're going to go up into the cat now. So as you breathe in, come up onto all fours. Have the hands so they're underneath the shoulders, the elbows soft, the knees underneath the hips, the back parallel to the floor. And as you breathe in, you open the chest and look up. Just get a very gentle stretch at the front of the neck. Not dropping the lower back, but feeling that stretch from the base of the spine to the top of the neck. Breathe out as you round the back. This time, as you breathe in, we're going to stretch out the left arm and right leg. So breathing in, as you flatten the back, stretch out the left arm and the right leg. Be sure that the hips are parallel to the floor, the toes downwards, the heels away from you. If it's not comfortable to have both the arm and the leg, just work with the leg. Breathe out as you round the back, place the hand and the knee to its original position. Changing sides, breathing in, stretching out the right arm and the left leg. And on your exhalation, bringing the leg and the arm back, round the back. And breathing in as you stretch out the other arm and leg. And breathing gently and hold and breathe. Breathing out as you round the back, bringing your leg and your arm back. And then changing sides, breathing in as you stretch out the other leg and the arm, breathing gently, feeling that stretch, that line of energy, and breathe. And then breathe out as you bring your leg and your arm back. And breathing in as you open your chest. Breathe out as you round the back. We're going to go up into the dog. Turn the toes under and on your next exhalation, stretch the back upwards. Take the tailbone up. Lengthen the back. Have the knees bent. Really be aware of letting go of the back. This is a back stretch, not a leg stretch. And breathe in as you come back onto all fours. Open the chest on that inhalation. Breathe out as you round the back. Turn the toes under and on your next exhalation, take your tailbone up to the ceiling. And breathe. And hold. If you're comfortable with the back straight, then begin to lengthen the legs. And be aware of your energy coming from your wrists, your elbows, your shoulders, up to the spine. Let go of the neck and the head. Breathe. And then breathe in as you come back onto all fours. And breathe out as you round the back. Place your arms by your sides and go into the pose of the child. And observe your mind, your body, and your breath. You can rest your head on your hands if it's more comfortable. So slowly uncurl on an exhalation, the head, the neck, the shoulders coming up last of all. And sitting tall, the spine long, the shoulders loose, the head in a comfortable position, the chin not too high and not too low. And we're going to go into a lying position to practice the universal pose. So stretch your legs out in front of you and take yourself down to the floor. And then place your right foot on your left knee and your left hand on your right knee. And stretch your right arm out along the floor, letting go of the shoulder, the elbow, the wrist, and looking at your right hand. Both shoulders are flat. And as you exhale, take your right knee over to the floor on the left, and hold and breathe. Your breath is slow and steady and even, just in through the nose and out through the nose. And be aware of that line of energy from the fingertips of your right hand down to the toes of your left foot. And slowly come back to center on an inhalation. Slide the right leg down. Release the arms. And changing sides. Placing the left foot on the right knee and the right hand on the left knee. And stretching your left arm out along the floor, letting go of the shoulder, the elbow, the wrist, looking at your left hand, both shoulders are flat. And as you breathe out, taking your left knee down to the floor on the right, not expecting to touch the floor. And hold and breathe. Your breath is slow and steady and even, just in through the nose and out through the nose. And be aware of that line of energy from the fingertips of your left hand down to the toes of your right foot. And slowly breathe in as you come back to center. And take both knees onto your chest and have a little roll from side to side. And then with your knees on your chest and your arms by your sides, breathe in as you lift the knees up. Breathe out as the knees come towards you. Just working in your own time, using the quadriceps and the thighs and the abdominal muscles to do the work. Breathing in as you lift. Breathe out as you release. One more time. Inhaling as you lift. Exhale as you release. And after your next inhalation, place your feet in the crook knee position. Have the feet apart and the knees resting against each other. Have your arms by your sides. Have the thumb inside the palm of your hand and curl your hands over your thumb. And just leave your hands, the knuckles up towards the ceiling. And just breathe in through the nose and out through the nose. And your breath is slow and steady and even. And just work with your breath for as long as is comfortable for you. Aryam Tat Sat. Take yourself into a comfortable seated or lying position and softly close your eyes and breathe out through the mouth and then just begin to breathe in through the nose and out through the nose. And your breath is slow and steady and even, just in through the nose and out through the nose. And be aware of letting go of the whole of your body. Be aware of letting go of the whole of your body. If you're lying down, have the palms face upwards so the shoulders are open. Have the head in a central position. Have the legs in the crooked knee position or straight, whichever is comfortable for you. And just breathe out through the mouth. And just begin to breathe in through the nose and out through the nose. And your breath is slow and steady and even, just in through the nose and out through the nose. And be aware of letting go of the whole of your body. Be aware of letting go of the whole of your body. Of toes and heels, of ankles and calves, of knees and thighs, letting go of both of your legs, letting them sink away from you. Letting go of both of your arms, fingers and thumbs, wrists and forearms, elbows and upper arms, shoulder joints. Letting go of both arms and both legs. Letting go of all four limbs. Letting go of the buttocks and the back, the left side of the back, and the right side, the left shoulder blade and the right shoulder blade. Letting go of the whole of your back, letting it sink away from you. You are safe, you are comfortable, you are secure inside. You are safe, you are comfortable, you are secure inside. This is your time. Just enjoy having time to yourself. And your breath is slow and steady and even, just in through the nose and out through the nose, letting go of the whole of your body, of toes and heels, of ankles and calves, of knees and thighs, letting go of both of your legs, letting them sink away from you. letting go of both of your arms, fingers and thumbs, wrists and forearms, elbows and upper arms, shoulder joints. Letting go of both arms and both legs, letting go of all four limbs. Letting go of the buttocks and the back, the left side of the back and the right side, the left shoulder blade and the right shoulder blade. Letting go of the whole of your back, letting it sink away from you. You are safe, you are comfortable, you are secure inside. This is your time. And let go of the muscles of the back and sides of the neck, the muscles of the scalp, the whole of the face, the lines that furrow up the forehead, the eyes and eyelids and eyelashes, the nose and mouth. The chin is loose, the tongue rests gently on the bottom of the mouth, the tip against the back of the front bottom teeth. And letting go of the front of the neck, from the tip of the chin to the collarbone. And being aware of the chest, the tummy, the abdominal area. Notice which part of your body moves with your breath. Letting go of the whole of your body. Letting it sink away from you. You are safe. You are comfortable. You are secure inside. And experience your body as heavy, ever so heavy. Really experience that sense of heaviness. And then let go of that experience. And then experience the body as light as a feather, as if floating on a cloud. And then let go of that experience. And then experience the body as warm, and feel that warmth in the abdominal area, and let it spread to all four limbs. And let that stay with you. You are safe. You are comfortable. You are secure inside. And take your awareness to the space in front of the closed eyes. And I'd like to mention certain scenes in turn and focus your attention on each one momentarily and then let go of it. The sea as it comes into shore and as it leaves. A bird on a washing line. A tree in springtime. A tree in autumn. A wide river as it gently moves. A small stream running quickly. Yourself in the lying or seated position. A candle gently burning. A green field with long soft grass. And then find yourself standing barefoot in this green field and feel the softness of the grass underfoot. And you begin to walk. And as you walk, you breathe in the sweet, fresh air. And there's a gentle breeze, and feel the warmth of the breeze against your skin. And you can hear the sound of the birds. And you see before you a tree next to a stream. And you can hear the sound of the water. It flows. The water is very clear, and you just put your fingers in it and feel the freshness of the water upon your hand. And you decide to sit with your back against your tree. Thank you. slowly bring your awareness back to the room that you are in. But before you let go of being next to the stream and the tree, take something away with you, something special, specific, significant for you. And then let go of being there. And just begin to think about movement without actually moving. And gently move fingers and thumbs, toes and heels. Move the hands from the wrists, the toes and heels from the ankles. And stretch the arms, shoulders to fingertips. And stretch the legs, toes up and heels down. And then take your arms up and over your head and have a really good stretch, feeling all your positive life and energy. And if you haven't opened your eyes, let the light of the day come in. And if you're in a lying position and want to roll over onto your side, then do so. And then slowly bring yourself up to a seated position. Sitting tall. And we'll finish with one Om. Thank you.
Thank you.